Terry and the Pirates. Terry Lee, together with Pat Ryan, April Kane, Burma, and Dude Hennick, started for the mountain town of Min Chau in an enclosed army truck. But the driver took a wrong turn in the road, and as night came, they ran into a blinding blizzard. Soon they were stalled deep in the drifts. Help was needed, so Pat Ryan and Terry bundled up and started out through the night to search for a house or a village, something or somebody who would help. But what is happening in the truck while Pat and Terry are battling the blizzard? We'll find out in today's transcribed adventure in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If you boys and girls like fun and excitement, if you really enjoy listening to the adventures of your friend Terry and his pals, if you like all these things, I say there's something you'll certainly do right away quick. And that's to send for your Terryscope. Libby has one waiting for you, a Terryscope modeled directly after the one Terry uses in these adventures. Actually, the Terryscope you'll get is even finer than Terry's. In the first place, it's brand new, lacquered, shiny, red and black, beautifully decorated. And then this Terryscope you'll get has 8 exciting, super special features. Yes, boys and girls, you can play thrilling new games with your Terryscope and send and receive secret code messages. Message in the very same Chinese code that Terry taught to Connie. Believe me, there's a world of excitement waiting for you when you get your Terryscope, and it's yours for just 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. The labels you'll need come from 2 of the world's grandest tasting juices, Libby's Tomato Juice and Libby's Pineapple Juice from Hawaii. They're juices your mother will be glad to eat because they're refreshing and delicious, and they give you important vitamins. So ask her right away to get them. A can of Libby's Tomato Juice and 1 of Libby's Pineapple Juice. Take the labels off, and on one of them, print your full name and address and give your age. Then mail those labels, along with a 10-cent coin, to Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you know how to spell Libby's. It's L-I-B-B-Y-S. Well, kids, you get those labels and get them into the mail with your dime, and the next thing you know, you'll be having the thrill of a lifetime. Yes, sir, when the mailman brings your Terryscope, you'll sure say it's a red-letter day. Gosh, but this Terryscope is a beauty. It's got Chinese characters on it, and pictures of a dragon lady, and Pat, and other friends of yours. And then you'll see the secret code panel, and the treasure hunt panel. And boy, will you get a laugh when you see what you can do with a picture of good old Stupor. Well, all that is just a hint of what's waiting for you. So hurry up and get your order in. Send your full name, address, and age, along with 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels, 1 from Tomato Juice and 1 from Libby's Pineapple Juice. Mail them to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And take a tip from me and mail your order quickly. And now, Terry and the Pirates. And now let's join Burma and Jude and April Kane. Yes, and the driver of the truck. This big vehicle is almost covered by the snow dipped into giant drifts of the bitter wind.
How long people have to go away? A long time. Somebody come back to please you. No, I can't stay here long. No, I can do.
Still, we're all right so far. The engine's running. We got heat. We got light, too. Enough to see by, anyway.
Mr. Ryan and Terry have been gone more than an hour. It won't be easy for them to wade through these big drifts.
Yeah, I hope they're warm enough. That wind sounds like it's mighty cold.
Oh, they'll make it all right.
Of course they will.
But I don't like the snow. Not in big bunches like this.
Big bunches? Oh, I hope they're all right out there, wherever they are.
They'll be okay. Hey, what are you doing over the rope? I see. Terry left his Terryscope with you, huh?
Yes. There's a hole in this truck, a place there for a gun to stick out. I thought maybe I could see outside if I looked through the Terryscope through this hole.
Fine chance to see anything on a night like this.
Yes, I know. With that old wind yowling and sweeping the snow all over. Why, look here. One of the mirrors in this telescope is all frosted up.
Funny how Terry has been able to keep that telescope with him, huh?
He hasn't got it with him now, Mr. Hennig. I don't reckon a telescope or anything else will do Terry or Mr. Ryan any good tonight.
Yeah, that's so. I wish we had some music, radio or something. Music kind of helped her when waiting.
Yeah. Or I could go into my dance. Only my feet are so cold.
No, I guess not.
Go ahead, April. Sing something. Anything.
Well, what do you want me to sing? I haven't got any music with me.
Oh, anything. You're always singing something.
Well, how's this? Oh, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea. Know what that is?
Oh, sure. Start it over again, April. Let's all sing.
All right. But if we all sing, how'll the driver learn the words?
He can catch on or hum or something. Go ahead.
Well, all right. Shall we swing it or just...
Anyway, just as long as we sing.
All right. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea. It rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. The sun so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna. Oh, what's the matter? Don't you know the words?
Motor. Motor stop.
Nino, we can see. Nino, soon stop. Hold Simon, see they wait like this for motor stop. We freeze. You see, you love a sing song. No, can have heat.
All right, so we can't get any more heat. Won't do any good to sit there making a fuss about it.
Wonder how cold it is outside.
I tell you, Missy, how cold. I tell you, you come see. Just outside by glass. I scrape first from window. I tell you, Missy.
Never mind that. We're all right in here. Always build a fire right here in the truck if we have to.
Look, Missy, you look, see, how cold outside. It's 10 below. Cold, bad. You people no come back. They no find us. Snow drift all over top of truck.
All right, forget it. Still got lights. Pat and Terry will see us. They'll find us all right. Here, April, show this chap how the telescope works. Take his mind off his trouble.
No, can do. I think maybe bad trouble outside. No, don't talk like it is.
Okay, suit yourself. But this telescope... That's right, Kitty. Let's have another song.
Yeah, hot music to keep us warm.
Hey, what's the name of that song, April?
A Polywally Doodle.
Sure. I know that. It starts out like this. Oh, I went down south for to see myself sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Oh, that's fine. That's the one. My grandmother wrote that.
Hey, now, come on. That song's several hundred years old.
Well, then somebody stole it from her or something.
Oh. What time is it? How long have they been gone?
Go ahead, April. Sing something. Something different.
Oh, you hear what the missus say. You tell her people no come back tonight. They don't come back. Me, I no stay here. No freeze cold. No, I no freeze dead.
Go ahead, April. Let's have Polywally Doodle again.
You people, you crazy. You stay here, freeze. Get cold more every time. You look, see, I breathe. You see, look, cold all the time.
Well, then don't talk. Pipe down.
My sow sing Polywally Doodle all day. My sow, she am a spunky gal. Sing Polywally Doodle all day. Fare thee well, my fairy fay. For I'm going to Louisiana for to see Miss Louisiana sing Polly Wally Doodle all day.
No, you look, see, light, burn, going out, battery, him going out too.
All right, you're not afraid of the dark, are you? Suppose the lights do go out. We're still warm. We still got something to eat.
Oh, you'll not be warm too very long soon. If people ain't all come back, what happened here? These ones are freezing.
Now, listen, driver.
Now, let me talk to you. Now, look. We're all in the always same boat, see? We've got to make the best of it.
You talk all the time. You talk. You stay here. You do nothing help, and you die in cold.
Well, what do you want to do?
This will happen again. Truck with men sometime for snow. I never forget story. I tell you what happened in truck. Stop it, sing song! Stop it! Hold it, I said. I tell you what happened in truck. Want to find all the people cold.
What will happen to us if we keep our heads?
I'm not staying here, no freezer. No, me, I don't die. I go to people in house. You come with me. Hurry, make a walk now.
You're going to stay here.
You can't go out there alone. You don't know which way to go.
People crazy. You stay here. You'll die freezing.
We're staying here, mister. You're going to stay here with us.
No. No, nobody's stopping me. Look out, I got one of me. I go out to me.
Come back here. Don't be a fool. Come back. He's gone. Call him back.
He'll freeze out there. He'll get lost.
Hey, driver, come back. You'll never make it alone.
Poor fellow. Say, I didn't even know his name. Poor guy. He just got panicky.
Well, maybe he'll come back, change his mind.
Don't you go out after him, Duke. Gee, it's like a black curtain out there now.
Yeah.
No lights inside this truck.
Just take it easy.
How you feeling, April?
Oh, all right. My finger's a little cold, but are you all right, Burma?
Sure, I'm all right, but I hate to think of that poor chap out there. Not knowing where or what he's...
Yeah. 10 steps away from the truck and you'll be lost. Well, let's keep as warm as possible. It'll be morning in a few hours and then...
I hope to see the money, that's all.
Well, I'll say one thing, boss. We've been through a lot of trouble together, but this is the first time we couldn't fight back.
Well, that's naming it, April. We can't beat a blizzard with guns or a right swing to the jaw. So we'll just have to be tougher than we look.
Yes, you can't beat a blizzard with your fists. But our three friends are game and willing to survive this battle. Too bad about that driver going the way he did. Well, in just a moment, I'll tell you something about the excitement awaiting you tomorrow. You know, kids, I've been urging you to send at once for your Terryscope. And here's the reason. This remarkable offer of a Terryscope, just like the one in the show, only better, a keen-looking Terryscope with 8 super special features, this sensational offer, I say, expires next Saturday. Yes, midnight Saturday, December 6th, is the deadline. Your last chance to get a Terryscope. So naturally, I'm urging you to ask your mother at once to get a can of Libby's pineapple juice and one of Libby's tomato juice. You'll need those two labels to get your Terryscope. Those labels and just 10 cents in cash. On the back of one of the labels, print your full name and address and give your age. Then mail them to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Just do that, boys and girls, and the Terryscope is yours. And I'm not fooling when I say that you're sure going to be sorry if you don't get a Terryscope. If the other kids are all playing the new games and doing the tricks and you're out in the cold, well, you have only yourself to blame. So get those 2 Libby's labels, one from tomato juice and one from pineapple juice. Write your full name, address, and age on one. Enclose a dime and mail to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. Now get your order in right now before it's too late. Remember, Saturday at midnight is the deadline. Remember when Jude Hennig said you couldn't beat a blizzard with a right swing to the jaw? Well, we'll be with Pat Ryan tomorrow when he takes a right swing. And that sock is the first step in a number of steps that may save our friends in the snowbound truck. So, let's get together for a flock of surprises and a fight that will make you cheer tomorrow.